This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. There is no cure for Alzheimer's, but there are people trying to make a difference for the millions of Americans who have the disease. Molly Meyer helps people living with Alzheimer's rediscover lost memories and create new ones through poetry. Molly Meyer is unpacking a suitcase filled with tchotchkes.
Stuff today. Ernestina gives me an excuse to go shopping.
There's a large spinning globe and an old quilt and a black hat box from the 20s. As Meyer places everything on the table, she talks with a dozen older people in the memory care unit at C.C. Young Retirement Community near Dallas's White Rock Lake. Many of them have Alzheimer's, which means they're better known for what they don't remember than what they do. By bringing out these trinkets, Meyer is trying to do something magical.
Tell me a place that you've traveled. And then I'll ask the question and we'll kind of figure out how to put it in a poem. It could be any place.
She's dusting off old memories and using imagination to create poetry. Today, the theme is travel.
What is the first thing you think about when you think about London? Crowded streets?
Streets and all.
Noise?
Shopping.
Shopping.
In Meyer's workshops, she's traveled to several memory care units across the country. There are no wrong answers. When she asks about flags, a man hesitates before quietly speaking about a time he thinks he saw sailors waving flags from tall buildings.
Was that during World War II times?
Mm-hmm. That part of World War II.
That part of World War II, when people were coming back. Yeah. That's a beautiful image, and I want to put it in our poem.
Meyer is a trained poet, but the idea to use writing with Alzheimer's patients came from personal experience.
I lost both of my parents to Alzheimer's back to back, my dad in 2011, my mother in 2012. Safe to say it was not a very good time.
As her parents' memories declined, Meyer found it hard to empathize. Instead of trying to relate with them, she became frustrated.
You know, I didn't write poems with my parents, and I have that regret, but I regret not taking the time to just sit and ask questions, because I find that the people that I work with, especially in certain stages of the disease, are actually, I believe, more creative and more inventive and can travel in imagination.
One woman in the workshop, her caregiver didn't want her name to be used, had little trouble conjuring up memories of shells on the beach. Her ideas helped to create a short poem Meyer reads to the group.
Shells, pink, blue, pale green, cream like clouds. Stormy waves crash, lap upon the edge of the shore, wash away the shells.
The woman tells me she's not all that interested in writing poetry.
You're not looking to get published.
No.
But it was fun to talk about.
Something. Oh, yeah, sure. And it's fun to hear other people talking about where they've been and what they've been doing.
I can't say without scientific evidence that it's improving memory or improving competence. However, it seems like very important work.
Denise Park is a neuroscientist at the University of Texas at Dallas. Important, she says, because it's making people feel competent about their memories, bringing joy and returning some dignity.
And I think that's what we should be focusing on at this time until we have better interventions in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease.
Most Alzheimer's patients live 8 to 10 years after diagnosis. And one of the last things to decline is language. Park says that makes poetry a powerful tool to tap into old memories.
Las Vegas. Gambling and eating and shows. China, chop suey, a red fan with golden dragons.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.